Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim with lesson number 28. And we begin the 8th perek. Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Again, Mishnayos here is focusing on the precise definition of the words a person uses in a neder. Konam yayin sha'ani toeim hayom. If a person makes a neder, using the word konam, which we learned long ago, is a kinui, a pseudonym for the word korbon. So he says that yayin, wine, for me, is to be prohibited, just as a korbon is prohibited. Eino osur ela ad shetechshach. Since he said, prohibiting the yayin upon myself with a vow. Today, how long does today last? It lasts until techshach, until nightfall, meaning until tzeis hakochovim, until the stars come out. Suppose he says, Shabbos zo, I'm not going to eat yayin. The yayin that I would taste this week is also to me. And today is Wednesday. Osur b'chol ha-shabbos, so he's prohibited to drink wine Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. V'shabbos she'ovro, and Shabbos goes to the previous week. So in our example, if he makes a neder on Wednesday, he's also Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Shabbos is reckoned with the preceding week. Chodesh ze, if he says that wine is prohibited to me this month, osur b'chol ha-chodesh, he's osur for the entire month, but v'rosh chodesh lahabo, rosh chodesh is considered already the next month. The Gemara explains that even if the month in which he is standing, he makes a neder on the 15th of the month, and that month is a mole, a full month, so that Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, and really, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of the current month. He made the neder on the 15th of Kislev, so Rosh Chodesh Teves, if Kislev is Mole, if that can be, then the 30th day is still part of Kislev and not Teves. Mikol Mokom Mutar Bo B'Yayin. Because when a person says Rosh Chodesh, he considers both day of Rosh Chodesh. Even though the first one technically is the 30th day of the previous one, he considers it already to be the beginning of the next month. And by Nedarim, we follow the Loshon B'nei Odom, the way people generally speak. And you and I, when we speak and we say, next Tuesday and Wednesday are Rosh Chodesh, so we think that both next Tuesday and Wednesday are the next month, even though Tuesday technically is still this month. Shona Zo, if a person says, this year, wine is prohibited to me. Also, b'chol hashana, he can't drink wine all year. But for Rosh Hashana le'osid lavo, Rosh Hashana is already considered next year's, and Rosh Hashana he can drink wine. Shavua zeh, if a person says this 7-year cycle from now until Shemitah, I'm not going to drink wine. So also b'chol hashavua, he's also for the remainder of that 7-year period. Ushviyis she'ovro, and the 7th year, the Shemitah year, is also asur, because the Shemitah year is reckoned with the previous 6 years, not at the beginning of the next cycle, but as the end of the current cycle. V'im oma, if a person says, I'm not going to drink wine, wine is asur to me, yom echot, 1 day, or Shabbos achas, 1 week, o chodesh echot, 1 month, O Shona Achas, 1 year, O Shavua Echod, 1 7-year cycle, Osur Miyom Liyom. If he made the Neder, 11 a.m. on Tuesday, he's also to drink wine until 11 a.m. the following, if he said Yom Echad, and it was 11 a.m. on Tuesday when he said, I'm not going to drink wine one day, then he's also, if he made Neder Tuesday, 11 a.m., he's also until Wednesday, 11 a.m. If he said, I'm not going to drink Shabbos Achas, and today is Tuesday at 11 a.m., and he says he's not going to drink wine for a week, so until the following Tuesday at 11 a.m., he is also. And similarly in the other examples. The next Mishnah continues. Mishnah Beis. Ad HaPesach. If a person makes a neder, he's not going to do whatever, eat potatoes, until Pesach. Osur ad shiyagia. He's prohibited to eat potatoes from this day on until Pesach, but not ad bichlal. Pesach itself, he can eat his potatoes. Because when a person says ad ha-Pesach, in Loshon B'nei Odom, in the way people speak, they mean up to but not including Pesach. But if he says, I'm not going to eat potatoes, ad sheyehei ha-Pesach, until Pesach will be, then osur ad sheyetze. That means, we understand his words, ad sheyehei, to mean until it is over. Like, not going to eat potatoes from this point on, until Pesach is gone. Ad sheyehei Pesach, until Pesach is over with. Ad lifnei ha-Pesach. If a person uses the words, he says, I'm not going to eat, or potatoes should be also to me, until Pnei HaPesach. How do we understand the word Pnei HaPesach? So Rabbi Meir Omer also Rashi Yagia, that Pnei HaPesach means up until but not including Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. At Pnei HaPesach means until Pesach is over and done with. So therefore, he can't eat potatoes. In our example, ad sheyetze. Now here we have an interesting thing. In the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, Taf Samach Hei, the Gemara explains that the machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi has to do with what is the meaning, what do people mean when they use the words ad pnei ha-Pesach. Rabbi Meir understands it to mean ad pnei ha-Pesach means ad lifnei ha-Pesach, until before Pesach. So therefore, once Pesach comes, he can eat whatever he prohibited upon himself. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, in the Gemara in Kedushin, explains Rabbi Yossi to mean that ad pnei ha-Pesach means ad sheyifne ha-Pesach, until Pesach is pono, until Pesach is gone. So he's therefore also to eat potatoes until Pesach is gone. That's the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. However, the Gemara in our Masech, the Maseches Nedorim, commenting upon this Mishnah, says no. The Machlokas here has to do with what is the intention of a noder, of a person who makes a vow, when he expresses a phrase which is a dubious or doubtful or ambiguous or vague phrase. If he says a phrase where the phrase itself is a suffix, how are we to understand it? Because the words ad pnei ha-Pesach is a phrase which is vague. What does it mean? So, therefore, the machlokas therefore is that Rabbi Meir says, lo ma'ayil inish nafshel sfeika. A person doesn't let himself get stuck in the morass of doubt. So therefore, when he says the phrase ad lifnei ha-Pesach, he means until before Pesach, because he's not going to get involved in the doubtful implications of it, and he means up until but not including Pesach. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, ma'ayil inish nafshel sfeika. People sometimes say expressions which are doubtful, and there you kind of leave themselves in that quandary of what is going to be, and a doubtful quandary. In such a case, because it's a chumrah, it's a safek rather, it's a doubt, we rule l'chumrah. We rule that we have to take the stricter point of view, which is safek d'oraisa, neder. So therefore, he is Osur the entire Pesach. So we have finished the 8th Perek, first 2 Mishnayos, and with it we are completely done with lesson number 28.